Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Overseas now, and these comments by US President Donald Trump about his controversial plan to resettle Palestinians and take over the Gaza Strip, redevelop it actually into the Riviera of the Middle East. They are reverberating around the world. Simon Marks is our Washington DC correspondent. Come in, Simon. These comments, I have one question for you, my old friend. Is he for real? Is this going to happen? How committed is he to doing it?
Paddy, would I lie to you? He is indeed for real. In fact, within the last half an hour, he's doubled down on it at the White House. With every telling of this proposal, it changes slightly. He was sitting in the Oval Office flanked by the Japanese Prime Minister within the last 30 minutes or so, and insisted now that not only will it not involve US boots on the ground in Gaza, but Israel will be called upon to provide security for the Gaza Strip once the Palestinians have all been forced out of the territory that they currently call home, and American-funded efforts are made to turn it into the Riviera of the Middle East. The president also once again insisted that everyone who's heard about this plan thinks it's terrific, which of course suggests that he has not necessarily glanced at newspapers with international reaction or even reaction from Capitol Hill, because even up there, this is a deeply controversial proposal, and he remains, of course, facing steadfast opposition from King Abdullah of Jordan and the Egyptian president El-Sisi to this whole idea that they should be opening their doors to the 2 million Palestinians who currently call Gaza home, and from the Saudis, who see this as an effort completely to derail the prospect of a two-state solution in the Middle East. But he keeps coming back to it. I mean, there were people in this town that were saying earlier in the week, oh, just give him time, he'll realise no one's into this and you'll stop hearing about it. I'm not convinced that's going to happen.
Yeah, like you say, doubling down with the Japanese leader beside him in the White House and even talking about US boots on the ground.
Well, talking about no US boots on the ground.
Oh, no US boots on the ground.
When he held that joint press conference with Benjamin Netanyahu, the implication was pretty clear that American soldiers were going to be sent in to clear the Gaza Strip of all the explosives and the munitions, to bulldoze everything, flatten it, and then start the process of creating an environment in which property developers could move in and build a playground for the rich. Then the next day, the White House said, no, he didn't mean to imply that American soldiers would be deployed to Gaza. And now he's gone a stage further and said, not only will American troops not be deployed, but security for Gaza will be provided by Israel. And he keeps saying Israel will simply turn over the Gaza Strip to the United States so he can plant the stars and stripes on its soil. But he hasn't addressed, and neither have any of his colleagues, by what legal authority anybody thinks that can happen.
And another big statement by him this week relates to the International Criminal Court and wanting to put sanctions against anyone who goes after people from the US or people from Israel who may have committed war crimes. How's this going down around the world?
Yeah, well, you're right. There are two aspects to this. I mean, first of all, obviously, it was another effort by President Trump to indicate support for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu while he was here. But also, even more importantly, I think, domestically, it's all about punishing the ICC, of which the United States is not a member. They're not a signatory to the Statute of Rome. For daring to investigate suspected war crimes by American troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. And indeed, during his first term in office, at the behest of the man who is now Defense Secretary, Pete Hegseth, the former Fox News breakfast TV weekend host, at his behest, Donald Trump interceded and pardoned two American troops who were being punished for war crimes and overturned the prosecution of another one. So any suggestion that American forces should be investigated by this International Criminal Court is deeply offensive to Donald Trump. He describes these investigations as illegitimate and baseless. So now he's enforcing financial restrictions and travel restrictions on an unspecified number of ICC officials. It's not even clear yet whether they've identified the ICC officials that President Trump argues have been exposing US personnel to harassment and the risk of criminal prosecution. So whether there's more to this, you know, whether there's meat on the bones, we don't really know. But certainly it was a dramatic move taken while Benjamin Netanyahu was about to arrive at the White House.
And very quickly, Simon, plastic straws are back. Plastic straws are back in the US under Donald Trump.
Yes, he has published a posting on social media today saying that he will be signing an executive order next week ending what he calls the ridiculous Biden push for paper straws which don't work. Back to plastic. This is another obsession of Donald Trump's. He absolutely insists that paper straws are worthless. It's not just he's going to get rid of the paper straws that he thinks don't work. He doesn't think any paper straws work. Last time research was conducted, Americans were using 500 million plastic straws a year, many of which, of course, end up in the world's oceans and landfills. But Donald Trump doesn't fancy paper, doesn't think it's workable. So back to plastic we go.
All right. Thank you very much. That was our correspondent in Washington, D.C., Simon Mark.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.